Bei Action gibt es immer extrem niedrige Preise. Diese Woche 50 Palazzo Kaffeebecher XL-Packung nur 5,77 oder weiche Hotel Royal Handtücher nur 2,48. Angebote, die richtig glücklich machen. Für noch mehr extrem günstige Preise einfach in einer Action-Filiale vorbeischauen oder in der App stöbern. Action, kleine Preise, große Freude.
Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen TikTok-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. TikTok. Refresh your good vibes.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a windbag, unplugged, and Floyd calls.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We've covered a lot of topics today. Apparently, we were getting a couple windbags about various things, and here's the first one. I don't know what this says, but let's give it a shot.
Why you gotta be such a windbag?
Hey, just want to let you all know, you put a satellite dish on the roof of your vehicle, you won't be able to make it through drive-thrus and restaurants. So that's why you put it on the hood of your car, dumbasses.
You gotta be such a windbag.
We sure are stupid.
But then you can't go to the car wash.
No.
Once again, the story, chips.
Yeah, the California Highway Patrol pulled over a vehicle with an unusual visual obstruction on the hood, which happened to be a satellite dish. Officer T. Caton stopped the Toyota Prius on an area highway after taking note of the large satellite dish mounted right in front of the windshield. The officer asked the driver if the satellite dish impeded their view, and the person responded, quote, only when I make right turns.
But apparently this is the that new system that SpaceX is going to have where you'll be able to get the internet anywhere.
Yeah,
And apparently they're going to have a vehicular dish of some sort.
But it will be smaller. Yeah, no, this is not it.
Chick compared it to, what was it? You compared it to the dish for
DirecTV.
It looks like it's
the size of a large pizza.
Yeah, there you go. And it's affixed to the guy's
hood.
Yeah, again, but our windbag is correct. I guess you could still go to a drive-thru.
No, he's saying you can't.
No, you can't.
If you have it on your roof, you can't.
Oh, I'm right. Sorry. Yes, right, you can't. Yeah,
that's okay. Why you put it on the hood.
Yeah, but then, again, my point would be, there goes the car wash.
My point would be, don't mess with a satellite dish on your car at all.
Well, no, if you're going to an area where there's no Wi-Fi, this is going to be the thing in a few years. We'll all have this, right?
Well, then set it up on a tripod and line it up and call it a day.
Put it on the trunk?
Won't you be able to use it while you're moving? Isn't that going to be the next thing? You'll be driving down the road,
yeah,
and
hopefully
you'll be able to.
I think it exists on RVs. I think you can do that already. Synchro.
Yes.
Nixity orbit. Sting.
I mean, isn't the idea of this, it'll work worldwide? You can be going down the Amazon River, and you can get.
Yes.
Sure.
Can't you just unplug for a minute?
You can check your Twitter while you're going down the Amazon.
God.
I like to unplug for longer than a minute, but some folks don't.
I know.
You could do the, hey, look, I'm going down the Amazon River. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you hide your phone in like a nightstand drawer or something?
I don't have to. I'm good at just setting it down and not looking at it.
Really? I have a buddy that literally locks his phone away so he can't mess with it. He wakes up in the morning, he puts his phone and his pot in a little lock box with a timer on it, and he can't get it till 4.
Oh, that's
really?
Cool.
Yeah, so he can get some work done in the morning. Yeah, you bet.
He puts his phone and his pot.
I know a lot of people who start out the day like that. They don't let themselves look at their phone until they leave for work or whatever. They put a time on it. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Have you tried that before?
Be quiet. Too many things can go wrong.
Yeah, you have a bunch of kids and all that stuff.
Yeah,
you run a business.
You know, the world doesn't stop if you don't answer your phone.
No, when I die, it'll be over.
That's partially true. An ego.
I understand the desire to do that, but I won't be participating.
It makes you even more nervous to try to relax, doesn't it? It makes you more nervous to put that phone in a drawer and walk away from it and relax than if you had it with you.
Yeah, because then you got to go find out what's on fire. That's why I hate mail.
Why do you hate mail?
And yet people still get a hold of you.
Yeah, it's mail. There's something in there that's going to be a bill. Something you don't want to be reminded of.
You might get a nice card or
no news thank is good you news, notes.
Huh? There's something in there is how you refer to it.
Oh, yeah. It's always something. I answer my phone.
You are the glass half empty guy, aren't you?
No, I'm the glass half full, but I had to pay for the glass and the contents. and don't get to drink from it, I'm sorry.
And you have to wash it.
Okay, sorry. Well, where were we? Oh, Christy Lee is at the news desk. What have we missed?
Trout in the news.
Fish.
Brown trout can become addicted to methamphetamine when it accumulates in waterways, according to new research.
How now, brown trout?
Yeah. How about?
How now?
You could do your how about you thing, maybe?
How about you, trout?
Researchers set out to investigate whether illicit drugs alter fish behavior.
What's her name, Alicia.
Okay. Illicit drugs alter fish behavior at levels found in bodies of water. The team put 40 brown trout in a tank of water containing a level of methamphetamine that has been found in freshwater rivers.
Man, this salmon is so good. I can't believe it, man. It's just salmon. It's unbelievable. Oh, my God. It's so good.
They did this for a period of 8 weeks before transferring them to clean tank. Later, when offered a clean water environment or water containing meth, the fish chose the meth water.
This is bogus.
God. First of all.
How's it bogus?
It makes sense.
I'd like to see where they got the number of the quantity per million, parts per million of the methamphetamine. I'm a little skeptical.
Enough for a fish, though.
Everyone knows that, especially you, Josh, fish are easily hooked.
They sure are.
Have you ever seen any kind of study like this and you said to yourself, honestly, oh, that makes a lot of sense?
Sure.
You have.
Yeah, I just think sometimes people go into these experiments, they want to get a certain result, and so they make sure they get that result. You know what I'm saying?
I don't see that in this case.
I think it makes sense
to the fish.
You're not a scientist.
If you read the whole thing, you see this trout walking into a pawn shop trying to pawn a stolen microwave.
Well, so there you go.
And that all his teeth have fallen out.
Oh, poor guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Must have been a car.
He's on the meth.
That's tough.
I had an interesting letter here. We were talking about Joey Chestnut, friend of the show. Joey broke his own record. Ate 76 hot dogs.
That's the spirit.
At the Nathan's the Nathan's hot dog eating competition on the 4th of July. Someone did a little bit of math, rough math here. 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I did the calorie count, writes Cody, listening in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
A hot dog with a bun, approximately 340 calories.
Holy cow.
And okay. I will take that as our opener. Mm-hmm. 76 hot dogs, 25,840 calories.
76 hot dogs.
25,000 plus. What is the average recommended calorie?
Five.
About 2,000 a day.
Yeah, 2,500.
Depends on your weight.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought it was five. That's so much I know.
Okay. Well, we may be
talking
to Joey
today.
Joey
is probably in a coma, food coma right now.
Well, this is what day? I would have maybe...
Three.
Like I said yesterday, he's one of the few men that may understand childbirth.
25,000 calories.
Yeah, and again, the thing about that contest.
But he's not a heavy man.
No. Taking the buns and dipping them in water.
Unappetizing.
Yeah, that's like the Fosbury flop.
It is.
It changed the game, didn't it?
The sea change, the game changer, if you will.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
So is there
an
asterisk now after all of these?
the pre-dropping?
Right.
I don't know. Fair question. But we may be reaching the limits of humanity.
Well, that was going to be my next question. When will it just become, it levels off? Like you can't eat anymore.
When your duodenum bursts.
I love that word.
What's a duodenum?
Or duodenum. It's a part of the large intestine.
Ass blows up. That's what it means.
How do you know that? You know nothing about biology.
And then there's prolapse.
I know enough to know when your ass explodes.
Yeah, you don't have to have open a book to know that.
Yeah, right now, I've been experiencing that for quite some time.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Back to you, Christy. What's going on at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk?
Apparently, people are getting sick of a wayward walrus that has been spotted around the UK in recent months.
How are you doing?
The BBC reports the walrus, dubbed Wally.
Can I sleep in your bed?
No! We're sick of you.
They love this guy when he first showed up.
Kith me on my whisker?
Yeah, they loved him. Remember, we even did a story about him early on, but now he has sunk or damaged several vessels on St. Mary's, the Isles of Sicily. Since arriving in June, officials now intend to use approved humane deterrent methods to keep Wally away from the harbor.
That's a nice way to say harpoon.
Yeah. Boat users are also asked to discourage him from getting on board and to take steps to physically prevent access.
They're not going to be. This is the UK. They can't handle werewolves, walruses.
Yeah, no. Wow, what a beautiful day. It's such a...
I'm dating your daughter.
and this is the one that they think got on an ice floe.
Yes.
And he's very far from home.
Bless you. Dan Jarvis from British Divers Marine Life Rescue said,
Dan Jarvis.
It is hoped that by discouraging him from being around the inhabited islands, he will choose a more secluded wild site and will soon be arrested enough to continue back north to his native Arctic.
It was a wild sight, man.
The walrus has traveled around 2,500 miles along the coast of Western Europe.
And boy, are his fins tired.
Wales and Cornwall over the last 4 months. Yeah.
Why don't they just put him in a zoo? Hey, welcome to the UK.
No, why don't they just put him on a boat and take him back to the Arctic?
That's going to be pretty complicated. Getting him in general is going to be pretty tough.
You know why you know why he swam to the UK?
Why?
He heard there were whales there.
So whales.
Yeah, yep. He got confused.
Yep. Whales.
So he's
whales and whales.
Hanging out with whales is what he likes to do.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Nope, just Welshman.
Okay. Okay, very good. Good to know. A Wally.
Doesn't spotted dick come from a walrus?
No.
Spotted dick is a dessert.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's part of a walrus.
Sort of a bread.
Kind of like a bread pudding thing.
Oh, the first time I had spotted dick was freshman year of college.
I thought you were going to say Morgan Freeman.
Oh, how about that complexion, Tom?
Morgan, I just assume he is.
Morgan Freeman? Sure.
Okay.
Right down to his skivvies.
I'm surprised they named the walrus Wally.
Why?
In the UK. Because everyone knows.
What else would you?
The walrus was Paul.
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
See, if Godwin were here, he'd love that because it's a Beatles reference.
Cuckoo-ca-choo. Oh, brilliant.
No, it's merely a touchstone of contemporary culture.
What is I Am the Walrus about?
It's about the joy of responding to the contemporary media culture that we live in.
Oh,
boy, that's the most.
You know, I haven't looked at it like that.
Wow.
I've
never
heard. Hey, you want to learn to talk that way? Listen to NPR. They do it.
That was incredible.
I think you're right, Tom.
You should have been a lawyer.
This email starts, Josh is wrong.
Oh!
The duodenum is the first part of the small intestine.
Oh.
Not the large. Did I say large?
Yes.
I meant small.
Maybe he's wrong and you're right.
No, it is small. I don't know why I would have said large. So
easily fixed.
Okay. There you
go. Yeah.
And the part that talks is the Dua Lipa.
That's
silly.
You love Dua Lipa.
I love Dua Lipa.
You should marry her.
That's my favorite song.
What's
your favorite song?
I'm Levitating.
Yeah.
That is a great song. I'm telling you. Levitation.
Right?
Oh, Levitating is awesome.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Floyd.
Everybody have a safe and happy 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. How about
all
you?
All my digits. Everything's good.
Well, I guess I'm supposed to say that. May the 4th be with you, of course. Get it?
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Star Wars. Really,
Big D and I didn't get to patriotic and celebration events on the account of her gout flaring up again.
Oh.
But our oldest boy, Travis, goes by Benny. He's been half the night. I'm sure all his paycheck is shooting off fireworks in the backyard.
Yeah.
And being dyslexic, he likes to do the grand finale first, which is nice so we don't have to wait up as long. And just like you, Tom, I got the old Kingsford charcoal to fire up the grill.
Yes.
Mesquite flavor.
Oh, nice.
I sure wish they'd take the next step and make mosquito flavor to help these damn bugs stay off my legs.
I'll talk to my Kingsford friends.
Well, you know, the 4th of July is the only time of year I even wear short pants outside the house.
Oh, okay.
Back of my legs are so bad and riddled with bites you could read Braille on them. But I made a couple T-bone steaks for Big D and myself and some eggplant for Benny. That's because, you see, unfortunately, a few months back, Benny came out and let us know he's vegetarian.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Tough day.
So I don't know if I'll ever be able to show my face at church again.
Well, I think it's okay to be a vegetarian, Floyd.
But like the good book says, we're not supposed to judge, but it does kind of make you wonder, you know, how your mouth starts watering smelling them steaks cook over charcoal.
Yeah.
If maybe vegetarians start salivating that same way when they smell a freshly cut lawn.
Never thought of that.
I don't know how much y'all watch the news regularly, but Glenn Beck reported our government now is going door to door to make sure people take the vaccine to help flatten the curve.
Is that right?
Well, and sure enough, they came a knocking on our door yesterday.
Oh, wow.
We're still not taking the vaccine, but we're proud to announce we've joined Jehovah's Witness.
might have been the wrong people at the door.
Boy, these Canadian geese sure think they own the road, don't
they? That's my name, sure
you
do.
Stupid buzzard.
Buzzard.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Floyd.
Oh, Floyd's on a nice 4th of July. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Recognize this, Josh?
Only contextually. I've never actually heard the song.
You've never heard this?
No.
This is the worst part, though. That's the part. With
what the?
It's DaBaby. It's fun. It's so fun.
Could you let her sing?
He's deterred.
Deterred?
There's a version that doesn't have him ruining the song out there. Listen.
You should do a parody called I'm Aggravating.
Yes. I was going to do one for you.
I'm aggravating.
Yes.
What was mine going to be?
Well, there's a couple different options.
I can tell you what it is.
Yeah, okay,
I'm
masturbating.
Sure.
Or masticating.
Yes.
I'm eating pizza.
I'm eating pizza.
Come, fair lady, to mine bed we go, and verily sweet pleasures we shall know. Yet, where thy belly meets thy limb, I beseech thee, give a trim, for thy bush doth overflow. Milady doth have a 70s muff. A 1470s muff. Zounds, it's as prickly as a Christmas wreath. Think, it might hide some baby birds beneath. Pray, shave it off to make a coat. There are fur balls down mine throat, short and curlies twixt my teeth. I sayeth not thy is her suit, but it looketh like thou hast buckwheat in a leg lock. But soft, what hair through yonder girdle grows, to be or not to be put in cornrows. Oh, it is beastly and unruly, and it smelleth of patchouli, and that offends my nose. I sayeth not thou art furry down there, but it doth resemble Fidel Castro eating a London broil. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Medieval bush.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet, host of the number one podcast, Insight with Chris Van Vliet. On the show, I sit down with the biggest names in pro wrestling, sports, film, and beyond. These are real, long-form conversations that go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with people like John Cena, The Undertaker, Cody Rhodes, and more. We talk mindset, motivation, and what it takes to succeed. This is Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.